hot showers on Yom Tov. The Mechaber starts off to Mishnah Beitz Chafalef. Mutar la'asos medura l'schamim kenegdo. Space Hill Shita, you let him make a fire to give warmth. That shovel l'chol nefesh. It's ice cold winter, you need heat. So you let him make a madura to warm up. Now, so the Ramah brings, you have the here for the Ramah. You pick up the Ramah, I'm just studying the Ramah. Some people say you're not allowed to cook up water to warm up, or a bonfire to warm up the Beis HaChorif. Why? It's only 50 degrees outside. You know, not everybody, it's not Shavu'ot Chol Nefesh. See, the klal is on Yontif, you're only allowed to do something Shavu'ot Chol Nefesh. So if it's warming up the house, it's Shavu'ot Chol Nefesh when it's 20 degrees outside. When it's 50 degrees outside, then it's only mefunakim. So the Ramah says, you have it on top, this is where you pick up the Ramah, right. That since if ain't a kor gadol, it's not freezing outside, it's only, let's see, the 45-50 area. So in your house, it's probably 60. So only mefunakim are uncomfortable. They ain't all mefunakim. So it's not Shavu'ot Chol Nefesh, it's Ari Kemerchatz Umugmar. It's like heating up water for a hot bath that we'll learn for a hot shower. It's Eino Shavu'ot Chol Nefesh. Asur. V'nagu l'hagel. Why? Nagu l'hagel. Why? There's a gra, an interesting gra. The nagu l'hagel to heat up, to put on the heat, to make fire. I shouldn't say to make a fire, but to make a fire bigger. To make a fire, nagu l'hagel, why? Because the Gra says, Mishnah quotes a Gra, nagu l'hagel, the Gra on Sifkat and Zayin, the Gra on Sifkat and Zayin on your first page says, Kivan de'ika melechas avar b'shvil kor melechas amuteris, shavu'ot chol nefesh, lokarin ha'kor gadol kor. Interesting thing. Warming up the house is shavu'ot chol nefesh. Even though this degree is eino shavu'ot chol nefesh, it doesn't matter. You go by the etzem thing. Warming up a house is shavu'ot chol nefesh. Now you say, oh, but it's not so freezing. You say, oh, but this is not shavu'ot chol nefesh. You don't say that. Since generally, warming up a house is shavu'ot chol nefesh, that's the gross thing.
It's eating certain kinds of foods. Remember we talked about eating certain kinds of foods?
Well, that's different.
Generally.
No, so tzvi. No, see, you mean the Gemara in Ksub tzvi. The Gemara says, if ain't a shavu'ot chol nefesh, so tzvi, you shouldn't be a let a shech venison to roast sirloin, sirloin steak.
So the answer will be different. Everybody would eat it.
Everybody enjoys it. Everybody enjoys a tzvi venison. Just can't afford it. That's shavu'ot chol nefesh.
But I mean, it's the same kind of thing. Everybody enjoys eating, period.
So, but the only thing is, when it's 55 degrees in the house, or 60 degrees in the house, or 65, so if you're not a mefunak, you're fine. You wouldn't even enjoy turning up the heat necessarily. It's only this hanah is only mefunakim. So the Gra says that you don't make these distinctions. Right. It would be very hard. You know, it'd be very difficult if you would. You'd always have to judge. You know, every little thing. You know, heating up a house is shavu'ot chol nefesh.
So therefore, since the first step is shavu'ot chol nefesh. It's okay.
Even so you don't judge every case. Right. Heating up a house, putting up heat is a malacha that shavu'ot chol nefesh. You don't judge why this amount of heat is not shavu'ot chol nefesh. That's the gross far. Now let's go to Sif Beis. Mutar lachim biyantif, mayim lirchatz yadav. You're allowed to cook up hot water on yantif. Mayim water lirchatz yadav. And as the Mishnah Berurah says, it's not only yadav, panav, yadav, viraglav. You're allowed to cook up hot water, lirchatz panav yadav raglav, of a low kol gufa, but not your entire body. Even if you do one limited time. Now, what's a little confusing, I know on Shabbos when I gave the shir, so Pinchas, till after the shir, he was confused. The elam gets confused at a lot of different points. One point we have to realize that two shilas will be learning tonight. One is doing the malach of cooking up the water. Like when you take a shower, so the water is really cooked up before, but you're cooking up new water in order to, see, you're cooking up water in order to bathe in this hot water. So you're cooking up a water in order to bathe. Because if you shut off the intake, it would be fine. But when you take out hot water, you're cooking up new hot water.
Now, well, you can close the pilot light. That you can close. the heat, you can close.
Yeah, but okay, but it depends. If the water's boiling hot, it won't even help unless you close it like we had in the tshuva 2 hours before Shabbos. Because if the boilers, if the water's boiling hot, so the water comes in, it gets cooked, even if there's no boiler, even if there's no
fire. And that can be the same for Yom Tov.
Yeah.
But that is a problem for Shabbos.
And Yom Tov.
And Yom Tov.
We don't, the first halachas, we don't say mitoch over here.
Because it's not shavu l'chol nefesh. Not a mitoch.
Where's this idea from shavu l'chol
nefesh? Acha she'yosa l'chol nefesh. It's a pasuk. We're going to learn in the base mirror. I have a trivia we're going to study.
The concept of Shaul Nefesh, because you have a something from the Torah, Shaul Lechol Nefesh. Okay. The concept of Mitoich is Kadosh like that, or is it Svara?
It's a Machlek Yeshua. The Zayda, the Hilig is a good question. The Hilig of Zayda says Mitoich is a Pasuk. And the others say it's a Svara.
The same thing with Hoyle?
What's the pasuk? I asked something
from Hoyle last week, and I said, not for a guy, we don't say Hoyle. Well, Hoyle is a concept. Hoyle is a.
What's the Hoyle? How would you be cooking a Hoyle?
I asked something about a guy last week, and the rabbi said that no Hoyle, we don't say Hoyle.
I don't know what you mean. I don't know what you asked, but there's no such
thing.
But anyway,
Hoyle is a spar.
Hoyle is a spar. Okay.
Hoyle doesn't seem to be a pasuk. I don't have a Hoyle. Mitoich, the Bnei Yeshua says.
The way they learn the rices.
It doesn't say you can cook feichel nefesh. It says achash eyachel the nifal. The usage of the yeyachel the nifal. The Torah didn't say.
Lechus avoda. Also, they learn from lechus avoda, don't they?
No,
they don't learn.
Teshua. Hey, I don't know. I only know the Zayin.
I heard a whole series.
I haven't seen this Teshua since we learned in the mirror. I haven't seen the Teshua in a long time.
The lotion is a little bit different.
The Teshua. That's a pasuk. If you want to know from mitoich, hayol I never saw pasuk. Hayol the vice place is a svar. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says in Teis, Yadav Vodim Panav Araglav. Also your hands and face. In Sifkat Teis, the Mishnah Berurah. The Chit says Panav Araglav Dava Ashova L'chol Nefesh. Washing hands, feet, and face in hot water is a pleasure that everyone indulges in. Shava L'chol Nefesh.
So why does
everybody washes their whole body, yes, but they don't do it every day.
He says maybe it's a
steak
to be halacha. So we'll soon see. We'll talk about it.
Where's the Sif Cotton Yud?
I showed you Sif Cotton Tess.
Oh, it was Chesn Tess.
Tess.
Okay, got it.
Okay. Of a local goof, a parish. Yud, you want to see Yud? Ben, it's a good idea to look in the next Mishnah, bro. Of a local goof, a parish. Lachimayim Klevichitzas Kol Goof. Now again, Rabbi Sain, I don't want anyone to become confused these two things. There are two issues here. The malach of cooking up the water. And then the shayla, can you take out baths if you have cooked up water already, even before yantif or on yantif?
Yeah, but he gives like a shtickle heter, raklim u'gonim harigilim bazeh.
It's not a shtickle heter.
It sounds like it.
No, it isn't. I'll explain it to you. So that's why we're reading the Mishnah, so I'll explain it to you. Avalo kol gufo perish. Lahacha mayim, to cook up hot water. Rechetzetz kol gufo. So if you're going to take a hot shower, you're cooking up the hot water that's coming into the boiler in order to wash your entire body. Mechitzas kol gufo davar shein shav l'chol nefesh. Mechitzas kol gufo is not davar that shav l'chol nefesh. It's eino shav l'chol nefesh. Because only raklam unagim harigilim b'zeh. Only mu'unagim.
Right, but we would say in the United States and Europe that everybody does that now.
Yeah, so we'll discuss that.
That's how you had hot water.
So
if you're in Africa, maskim. That's over there.
But today in this country, so that's of course one of the big svaras, maybe to be makel, but we'll discuss that. The Mishnah Berurah says a chiddush, and I'll bring in the Rabbi Kveger's kasha. The Rabbi Kveger's kasha that made a big tumult on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah says, Umuch Begmar, the first Bialach. This we didn't study yet. We're learning new stuff. Chaim. The first Bialach. The first Bialach in Tav Kuf Yud Aleph, in this staff, in this page. Umuch Begmar, the Livchot Siyad of Raglav Mutter, Afilim Chimem Amayim Klechsetz Kol Gufa. Even if you did in this, you did naughty, naughty. You cooked up hot water to wash your whole body. He committed a sin. Because he cooked up hot water to wash his whole body. But he can use it still use it. So again, in other words, you're allowed to cook up hot water for your hands, feet, and face. And not only that, if you Bi'alach is telling us chiddush, if you did in this and you cooked up hot water for your whole body, you're still allowed to use that hot water to wash your hands, feet, and face. And they didn't make a knas.
Let's say you had hot water. You could use the same water on Yantif. You had hot water from before Yantif. Can you wash your cold goofy?
That's Machlex Mechabin Ramah. That's what we're going to learn shortly. If you have hot water cooked up before Yantif, are you allowed to wash, take a bath in hot water? So that's in Shabbos, you can't do that. On Shabbos, it's a fact. You're not cooking up
that. We're going to get to the mikveh.
Other people could come in there. You want to wash their hands and feet.
So you're asking the hoyel.
Yeah.
Why can't you cook up hot water for your whole body? Atzmi Torah's hoyel. Well, not Rifi Baba Bashir. He's asking Hoyle.
I'm asking other people, the whole Hoyle. It's a little bit.
I'm cooking up hot water for my. I saw that cash in the basement in the Nabiuda. Maybe another 10 people come. I need all that hot water to wash their hands, feet, and face. Hoyle, that I'll have 10 friends, and they'll need that water for their hands, feet, and face.
Maybe.
Same as food.
Because the truth is,
that hoyle never happens. Hoyle comes over just
takes. No one comes to company that you give them their chillant that you put up Friday for Shabbos.
Yeah, but they don't come for a shower.
Okay, but they don't come for chillant either. Friday, young to the afternoon.
Yeah,
the head of hoyle.
I hear what I'm saying. It's more mistaver for the chillant than it is for
the freshen up.
I hear it.
So I always discuss in Shir, I bring a Shagasari, if all means just. It means the likelihood, like Taisim Sachim, or just the possibility. Is Hayil mean that it's have a Rai from Taisim Sachim, that Hayil means there's a certain likelihood. So Ben is saying this is totally unlikely, but I have a Rai from the Shagasari that it doesn't have to be zero likely, as long as it's technically it could happen.
Somebody lives in the middle of the
forest. They wash their hands
right?
to
nobody's
eat.
Coming.
They wash their hands to eat.
So there's no Hayil.
Is that true?
Yeah, but nobody's going to come by.
See, one of the interesting machlokes from Kineg and the Shagasari.
I mentioned
this. Rabbi said,
before the end of Yantif, you mean?
The end of Yantif.
Everybody said, I'll tell you an interesting shayla. Let's say Hayil means you'll have company. Let's say nobody lives within the Tchum. Right, so you can't have any company.
Right.
But the Shagasari says, Tchumim is only Dirabana.
So
Midaraisa, we don't know. We don't know that. Tomorrow, I'm going to bring a Raya, the end of today's daf, there's a Raya from the Bavli that Yud Beis Meil is only Dirabana.
Right.
The Raya from today's daf.
Right. Right.
We didn't cover it yet. We didn't finish the Bavli.
So
we didn't. You didn't.
That's a
Raya. Yeah. So it's a Raya. It's based on the Yerushalmi. It's not the Bavli.
We always say it, the Rambam holds it. It's the Raya, right?
Right. That's a riff from the Rambam. It's based on the Yerushalmi. The Bavli doesn't hold that one. Because the Bavli assumes if it comes to Rabbanan, there's no Gzer by a horse, even though you can go for Yud Beis Meil, maybe. Okay.
You want water?
No, nothing.
I don't want diet if you have
diet. So what's the solution? Nobody's going to come. Nobody can come. It's just outside the Yitzchum.
Says the Shagasai, I'm saying over Shagasai, Yossi. It's the same thing for you, Yossi. It's the soda, it's the started soda, we eat. So,
we're all finished. So, nobody can come.
If somebody lives, there's no Yidin Tchutz L'Tchum. So, you can't say, Hoyo, of company, nobody can come in the Rabbah. But the Shagasai says that it's Mutter Midaraisa. Midaraisa, it's Mutter, because Midaraisa, somebody could come. So it's mutter, you say hoyl, so midrabana, so midarais it'll be mutter. See, first you have to remember, hoyl, your mistake is that hoyl doesn't make it mutter. Hoyl that don't come, only makes it not also the rice, it's still not mutter. So when you say hoyl, it's not like mutter. No, it's still also midrabana. So hoyl doesn't make anything mutter, it's only also midrabana, you still need an air of tavshil. We say hoyl, and then you need an air of tavshil. Hoyl doesn't make it mutter, so that's why hoyl is a little schwach. Mm-hmm. But I'll make it only. So the Shagasai also says, I bring a raya from this Shagasai, this fame that Rabbi Kvega argues with. But a raya from this Shagasai, that doesn't mean that it's likely going to happen. No Yidden, all Yidden keep their Rabbanim. And as Shagasai is saying, since Midaraisa technically they can come, so you say, Hoyle, is anyone going to come? They're all from. All those Yidden that live out of the Tzchum, they're all religious. Right. They keep the Rabbanans, not Stugim. They keep the Rabbanans. So they're not going to come. Yet the Shagas Haris is say Hoyal. So that's my Raya I was bringing from the Shagas Haris. That whole is just technical. Just means technically they could. So technically they could come.
Even though practically they're not going to.
They won't come, for sure. So that's my Shagasari, that's why I always taina. That's my Raya from the Shagasari that I always bring, that Hoyle just has to be technically according to the Shagasari. Rabbi Kiva Egetakaog, Rabbi Kiva in the Tshuva says, Lamaisa, no one's going to come, you can't say Hoyle. Now, but Raya from Taisim Sachim, that Hoyle is not enough technically, it has to be something more or less expected. Or something, you know, like you, like something that you would expect at least. Maybe it doesn't have to, because Tosis asks that you should be. How come this? You get skila for cooking on Shabbos. Somebody cooks on Shabbos, get skila. Say hoyel halav chol sheis
bazagon. No, that's loshchicha.
So Tosis answers, it's loshchicha. Who cares? It's technical. If hoyel means technically, who cares? It's loshchicha. From Tosis, you see, not like the Shagazari. You see, it has to be. Come, okay. I didn't want to, you know, I lament.
That's a totally different thing. You warn him and you tell him everything, and there is nobody, and you do it. You tell him.
How would the Shagasari answer that?
There are other terrorists, the Chazanish's terrorists. Oh, you don't know the Chazanish's
terrorists? Shagasari, no.
Taisus says himself, and the Chazanish, yes, on that Taisus. Taisis himself, and once you say Hoyol, Choshish Basakana, Sechnish says, what's the. Of course not. That's Duchya. You only say Hoyol by Hutra.
Ah, that's a good term.
Chazanish. So I always tie it, Ani Akot. Then when we learn Zvachim, it's a Shailan Zvachim, when is it more of a Svar to say this kind of Hoyol, that you matem more by Hutra or Duchya? The Chazanish Svar, I always say, is totally in the Gemara and Zvachim. It's Shailan the Gemara and Zvachim. Which way is more logical? To say, you think it's Shagas a good Svar? By Hutra, you would say Hutra. In Zvachim, you would study them in the Gemara. If you say Hol Vishtri Yishtri by Hutra Belayu Duchyu, which is more logical, Hol Vishtri Yishtri, similar to Hoyal. And one way the Gemara is the opposite. By Duchyu, by Hutra, it's on the other way.
I wouldn't make a distinction altogether.
So
the Chazanish. A distinction. Yeah. They're forced into it because otherwise the Gemara would say Hoyal there. Why didn't you just say Hoyal? I might get hungry and I might need it myself. What do you need to have
guests? Okay, we're having too much of a good time, Rabbi. So I want to get to the Tshuvis. So please turn over to the second page on the Mishnah Berurah.
I might throw up and get hungry.
Let's turn over to the second page. And let's look. So we studied the Shaila of cooking up hot water for your entire body. That's Eino Sheva L'chol Nefesh. The Rambam holds it's Medabonon Sasek Zegra. And now we'll get to the Shaila of the Mikveh. Everyone's talking about Mikveh. Let's look in the Mishnah Berurah. But first let's study the Mechaba. Avomayim, the Mechaba says on top of page 256, Avomayim Shuch Memei Erev Yantav. If you heated up water, Erev Yantav. Muta lichatz kol gufa filu keechot. Take a bath. If the water was heated, Mechaba Shita. Mayim Shuch Memei Erev Yantav. Lichatz kol gufa filu keechot. Now Rabbi said, this would not be, even the Mechaba is Sfardi. He says, I could take a hot shower. No. No, because you're cooking up new hot water. That would be good if the boiler's closed. But since the water won't come out of the boiler unless it's open, so you're cooking up new hot water to bathe in the old hot water, so you're cooking up hot water to bathe your whole body. The new water.
I just had hot water before Shabbos. I turned off the hot water in a bathtub.
Oh, yeah, Einachinami. That's this Mechaba. Okay. I'm talking about the boiler, turning on the hot water in the house. David says, if you fill up the bath, if you fill up the bath, and then you'll...
No, if you turn off the hot water switch.
David is saying better. You just fill up your bathtub and finish. And then Yontif, the Mechaba holds, if you fill up the bathtub, you can take, as long as that water, Erev Yontif, if you fill up the bathtub, Miyudavka chutz l'merchatz, m'merchatzas. That's the Zeres Mechatzas. Say, Ramah, in your house, if you cooked up the hot water, Erev Shabbos, your case, you filled up the bathtub Erev Yontif, then you can bathe with it on Yontif, not like Shabbos. V'yesh Asrim, that's only if you have Svardi. V'yesh Asrim b'chol inyan. This V'chei no'agim, sorry. Yesh Asrim, say even hot water.
That's a gzera.
We'll see the basement. It's a gzera. What's an gzera for? You may cook up the hot water on Yontif. And according to Taisus, that's Aser Midaraisa. The Beis Meir, I think it's the Beis Meir who says, according to the Rambam, who holds that's only Gzeira on Yontif of Machatzos to cook up hot water, you wouldn't make this Gzeira. He says it's a raya from this minig of the Ramad, we paskin like Taisis. It's also midaraisa. B'chein nagim. Now the Mishnah Berurah, look at the Mishnah, big Mishnah Berurah. He brings the paskin. Tefillah, the mikveh.
How hard is the water?
That's a base mayor. We're going to study about that. We didn't do that much in the Shia. We're going to do that tonight. B'chein nagim. Sifkat n'yotes. O'le'inyin she'ech isha she'choltulas b'yantif. Woman has to go to mikveh n'yantif. Heskimu kam achreinim. Many achreinim were maskim. She'tzarech li'zarsh. She'meko rak paishim.
What's that? Lukewarm.
Now, see, it's not so simple, but lukewarm. Because if it's a hot mikveh, from dim lokein, also litvoba.
Same thing for Shabbos, then.
Yeah, right. The choze im huchamu hamayim me'erev yantif. This is if the water was heated up erev yantif. Aval beyantif asalachim ayde yisrael. Not a cook up hot water in yantif to warm up the mikveh. It's rechitzas kol gufay. You're not allowed to do this. Ayde akum yeshlahak.
Why is Ramakum Mitzvah?
Well, we'll see why. We'll see in the Bialacha soon in a minute. The Cholzalachim Belel Yantav Sheni. This is talking about to cook up the mikveh Belel Yantav Sheni. So you're allowed to do it. Avalachim Yom Tavishin Litzarch Leel Sheni and Lagakla. See, we're talking about to do Lahachim Belel Yantav Sheni. To cook up at night for the night, but during the day to do it for the night? Avalachim Yom Tavishin Litzarch Leel Sheni and Lagakla. Because you can't do Malach and Yom Tavishin for Malach Sheni. In Loshi Yisrael, Yikach Me'amayim Lishnas Me'am Kofi. Ah, the Nod Biyudah's trick. As we'll see in a minute in the Nod Biyudah. Unless some Yid will take a coffee, Olariach Badiach Kelev washes, this is to present Muta Medina.
And Mitch is going to use that word.
And here it is, Chaim Kedin, Memali Chavis Mayim of Arbis of Simtav, Kof Gimel. Rabbi say, if you need a little water for a coffee.
It's Mabib Shur?
Yeah, you'll add me Mabib Shur Manyantif. Did I give the shiur yet on Mabib Shurim? I didn't give the shiur with the Ran and the Rashba. No. I didn't give it out. I'll give it next week. I wasn't sure. Beitza, yeah.
Friday.
And the Beitza.
Yeah, Friday.
So
you take a bath and you open up your mouth. Get a little bit of shower.
So if you're cooking up the hot water, if you take a coffee, so Mabib Shurim is mutter. So he says, so if somebody will drink a coffee, the guy, if you're cooking up hot water, and somebody will take some coffee from there, so then it's mutum imilik, the mamali chavis mayim mar b'mishiyurim. V'rak shetzorch lizo b'chol zesh lo lo sfachach mayim layor. Mar b'shiyurim is only if you don't do another action. You can't put more water in. That means that the same action, instead of cooking up, I have instead of in the cup, I need 5 ounces of water. I can put 5 gallons of water in that same, so when I turn on the fire, in one action, I'm accomplishing more. That's what Marbid Bashir means. When you do the same action, but you're accomplishing more with one, the same action. I might mention Rabbi Kivegas Kasha, Chaim may mentioned it. Rabbi Kivegas is a fascinating question, and if my answer is right, it's mashma in the Mishnah Berurah this here, not that way, but Rabbi Kivegi is the following question. You're allowed to cook up hot water for your hands, feet, and face. So why can't you put in the rest of that water for the rest of your body? Ma'abe b'shiur.
It's not a chil.
So what?
It doesn't matter.
Ma'abe b'shiurim means if you're allowed to do this amount, so then the rest is free. So just like the Mishnah Berurah says here, if you're drinking a coffee, you can cook up the rest. Doesn't matter what you're cooking up for. Ma'abim shum is mutter because you're not doing anything extra. And as if I'm only drinking 5 ounces here. The rest I'm going to use for rechitzas kol gufay. But it doesn't matter because I'm not doing any extra malacha. So if I'm allowed to cook up hot water for my hands, so for your hands you're allowed to cook up hot water. So if you're not doing an extra maisa, you should be able to cook up all that water for your whole body. So why is that? Freik Rabbi Kivei, and he blabs shere. Rabbi Kivei, it's a tremendous question. L'chayra, so if you're doing one action, so what does it mean you can't cook up hot water for your whole body? So there are two teretz in this. This is the Lamdash teretz, which I once heard from Rabbi Brown Shlita, as my teretz. Zagel Lalach, and I answer this kash. Rabbi Kivega doesn't answer the question. Kivega says, Sarchi and Gadol. Says, L'chayra, if you're allowed to cook up hot water for your hands. So the Bir Alach was not mashal Rabbi Kivega, like my answer. We'll soon see that little one of the little Bir Alach as I showed you. So one way to answer is a very shver answer. Rav Brown Shlita tried to go this way, that when you cook up hot water for your body, you're not cooking up hot water for your hand. If you cook for your hand and add, put in more. But when you're cooking hot water for the body, that's not called cooking for your hand.
This kasha is only if you're cooking for your hands and you're adding for your
body. What does that mean?
So you can cook up for your whole body. You see, I'm cooking by, it's always, whenever you cook, it's very esoteric, doesn't it? You know, my answer is, I have an answer, make Rabbi Kiveya happy, make the Paiskim happy, ein achinami. If you have hot water for your feet and your hands, you can't cook more. If you need that water, your feet, face, and hands, you can be ma'abi b'shiur. My answer is ein achinami. So what did the Paiskim mean? Oh, you can't cook hot water for your hands, feet, and for your whole body. It means if you have hot water for your hands and feet and face. If I have hot water for my hands and feet and face.
Oh, but if you don't have any, you're starting to cook.
Yeah, so the PLR, that's what I answer. He's right, Rabbi Kiveya. Can't answer Rabbi Kiveya's kash, it's too logical. The Torah says he's right. Either Gemara, the Gemara's talking when you have hot water in your hands, your feet and face. Simple, simple.
Why don't we keep begging to say that? Well, whatever.
No, it is, look, it's simple. It's like a doich. They should have said it. It's very misleading. It doesn't say Rabbi Kiveya's kash is shtus. I'm just saying, hach b'may askinan. It's like I'm saying. Yeah, ein achinami. I'm saying, Rabbi Kiveya, you're right. That's the right answer, Rabbi Kiveya's kash. See, Rabbi Yisai, because this would be one of my aterim to turn on the shower to wash your whole guf. Because you need to turn on that water to wash your feet, and it's funny. The Bi'ur Halacha says today,
but you already have water.
You're doing one action.
What about the
it's marbe b'shiurim because you're doing one action.
Turning it on.
One action. Now I need that hot water for my feet and my hands. And the same action, I'm getting hot water for my whole body. So it's my baby shoes.
Is it really one action? Is it really one action?
Yes.
You have to adjust. You have to work it out.
So if you have an urn that has 60 gallons of water, but you're allowed to light that one, even though it's more than your dime or a dime.
That's my baby shoes.
That's real my baby shoes.
That's what I'm saying. Right. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. Right.
I like that.
Okay, but let's get to the note view. The rabbi said, "Well, I don't have a note." I need not be Yehuda. Some reason I have to. Yeah, but I would hate Paskin with my teretz Rabbi Kiveya's kasha. Halacha l'maaseh, I have more heterim. If that would be my only head, I'd be scared. So I'm not matter with that alone. I'm matter with another Yehuda and a Beis Meir. Let's quickly go back.
You should have him by us. Before you attend
Yom Kippur. I took a shower this morning. Morning that I arrived.
I'm going to summon his good shoes.
The Funakin. Okay. Yeah, that's when I'm out there at Ika. The 2 days you can survive. 3 days is like. Now look at this, Rabbi Sam. Look at the Nodbi Yehuda. This we saw a little more, but I want to show the item again. We have a Nodbi Yehuda based mayor. V'gufadov, the second paragraph. Shehita biyantif sheni shel Pesach. Second day yantif was Erev Shabbos. Lahasik tachas yoria de nachri. He's turning on under the yaira, the boiler, the yaira, pot of hot water. He said a guy can cook up the hot water. Letzach tavshu shel kofa. The Mishnah Berurah, take a little coffee. Sheyish da Yehudi shebemerechatz miyarizu. The yid will take a coffee from this hot water. Vashayonich lezov min hayara la mikvah letzach viyos nashim b'la Shabbos Kedish. This Rav was matter this ayadei nachri. He got attacked. At the end of the tshuva, the Nadu is going to agree with him. We didn't get to the end.
So what exactly did he do again?
The guy, they needed a mikvah
for a woman
for Shabbos.
60 gallons.
For Bilel Shabbos. Yontif was Thursday and Friday. So they had the guy cook up hot water, a pot of hot water. Right. And the yid, he can't cook up hot water from Yontif to Shabbos. So he had a yid drink some coffee on Yontif. So Sarich Haichel Nefesh. And the extra hot water would warm up the mikvah for the Friday night tefillah. That's the story.
Why can't he cook it up? That's he made an Eftav Shilin.
So he talks about the Eftav Shilin. We'll talk about that. You know what? See, you can't have Eftav Shilin here. The Heter of Eftav Shilin doesn't work because nobody's going to be Tovel till Shabbos. You can't be Tovel by day, so nobody's going to do the mikvah till the night. So what do you mean Eftav Shilin? There's no Hoyal over here.
Right.
Eftav Shilin works in conjunction with Hoyal. Now the Nodbiyuda Ben is going to give an answer to your kasha. He gives a svara why you're allowed to use a hot bath, a mikvah. See, we asked, you're not allowed to, the Ramah Paskins, you can't take a hot bath, even if you don't cook up the water on Shabbos or Yantif. But he says, "Ha'emes agid." So he does an interesting thing. Shkam Bakila is saying, "Yeshlu mikvah shacham." In the Nodbir, the way he lived in Nodbir, they all go to his
Krakow, no?
No, this is from Prague. They all visit his cave in Prague. He's from Prague. The Tamarani Mazir, Pewda goes around, tells the mikvah guy to shut off the heat 2 hours before Shabbos. Shabbarish Kasi Azilu Achamin, remove the hot water, Akobin Shtay Shos Karamalait, and she punched him below Shabbos. It should be warm, Velo Yachamin, it shouldn't be hot. Tamarani Chashish, Pewda is suspicious, the guy's not listening. He says, there's nothing new. They didn't listen to him. Shabbala Merchats, and in Nizabazet. Umashal Azil Sam, Ben Amash Roshas. For me, Amal Iris, I make believe I don't know. Maybe he says, well, he should go shry. Kila guf adin. And he said, Bar, it's very funny, Rabbi Say, that I was at Baruch Hashem. We had four local varts yesterday in the area. Said, one of the varts, somebody started his slow niggin, and we were dancing, not dancing, just standing there and holding hands with the chas, and, you know, make believe dancing. So I told the Olam that people make a big mistake. They think that you can dance, you can't play music.
It's the dancing, right?
They think that this is music, but you can dance. I thought just the opposite. The iser is the dancing, and you can't play music because it's exactly like that's bechlal this of dancing. So it's a funny thing. So I said, we sing a slow niggin, and we stood together. Oy Yishama, slow, slow. Oy Yishama, Miami Boys Choir. Then, as soon as I walk out, I said, it burst out the niggin. They all start dancing. It was so funny. So I said, I should come run back in. And so I said, no, you want to dance? And then the sphere, it's a minhag. If you need to dance, Masamak, the guy danced. So the not be the his ma'alam ayin from the mikvah guy wasn't listening. And he ma'am ki luguf adin, and he said, bar. It's ena b'sabar b'tvila b'chamim b'shabbos. Why? Now, why not? So, why not? So, he says, v'amnam, k'vad nishalti b'zeh. So, skip 10 lines. He brings a shrab shot, skip it. The fourth line in the next paragraph. K'vad nishalti b'zeh, pam acheres, im yesh limchas. People are going to a hot mikveh on Shabbos. The water was heated up before Shabbos. V'shavti, shein en koch lesa. Why? It's a nice svar. Nobody gives a svara, Ben, your question. Can you go into a hot mikvah on Shabbos, even though the water is heated up Erev Shabbos? The tam rechitza m'shashem yechem b'Shabbos. Why is it as rechitza? Because maybe you'll heat it up on Shabbos. You'll feel lo shayel zeh. Tarei lo shvishkachs la b'tchilas alayla. You're going to the mikvah, you can't cook up the hot water. Because I found Fakir the Beis Meir, but he's assuming, since you're going to the mikvah right after night, so there's no time to cook it up. You're supposed to make the preparations and go right into the mikveh. So you're going to start cooking up the mikveh.
They both, I don't know, I didn't see the other one, but they both seem to, like by men and women, it's the same, because women is only by night. Then
yeah, he's talking by women.
Because by day already,
the mikveh is not going to still be hot. So he says, this is svara, why you're allowed to use Toivel in a hot mikvah on Shabbos, because there's no gzeri to cook it up, because it's the beginning of the night, so you can't. You can't cook it up. Then they're always going to cook it up by day. If you go in hot water, people think it's like a shtickle marisayin. Rashi learns if you go into a hot bath on Shabbos, people will think they cooked it up on Shabbos.
I didn't see the
Mishnah
say anything about
the. So, see, this gzeir on Shabbos, you'll cook up. He says, not mistaver. You're going to cook up water on Shabbos. We're afraid you put cold water in the hot water. It's also cooking on Shabbos. The bottom is the end.
Is
go to the top. I feel the karka. Who like the gazim bekarka to be clean?
100 degrees.
How
hot is it?
No,
that.
What is 100 degrees? 100 degrees is yatzolas. It's not yatzolas. You'd never go into
something else. You burn water into it. It's also not boiling it up.
No, so they're afraid you're going to have a boiling hot pot and you pour boiling water. That would be cooking. So again, the night beauty gets a nice cheshbon. We're not afraid people cook it up by the fire. Mm-hmm. We're afraid people put cold water in the hot water. Mm-hmm. You can't have hot water in the mikveh, it's a shuvin. Like Mar says, v'til b'chamin miyika, chamin must be shuvin. L'chein lo shaykh gzerzel, shaykh atu kli, b'tfil lo shaykh b'kli. You're making zera atukli. Because
of koshak, you let's atvil becham. You do with hashaka. With hashaka, you can do whatever you want. You add water. You add water to a mikvah.
No, we're talking about. Yeah, but you mean if you have hashaka? You mean if you have hashaka?
All our mikvahs work now.
So you mean you can pour in hot water and then you make hashaka?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's true. So now the rabbi is trying to explain why this shittus that you can be tovel in a hot mikvah. You don't make the gzeira that we normally have on Shabbos that you can't be tovel. Now the haram of the coffee. Let's look a little wide. If the tefillah was bilel yontif. If the tefillah was Yantif night, and you wanted to cook on Yantif for Yantif, he says, not beer. If you're being tovel on Yantif, you can cook up hot water to tovel in the mikvah. Why? That is very important. The fact that you're not allowed to cook up water to bathe your whole body, because for Taismus sechs beitz and afchafal from it bays, Adam Taismus, pshushenu shavel chal nefesh. Like we learned in Shulchan Aruch, kim la munagim, v'ayin shayichitz rak b'shvil atayinug el munagim. But he said, kol arachit avaksha al korcha tzvicha lovo kol gufa b'vayim. It's not mefunakim, the lady has to go to the mikveh. It's not mefunakim, every woman goes to the mikveh. Avaksha al korcha tzvicha lovo kol gufa b'vayim. Shuvu shav l'chol nefesh al lichat b'tzayinim. So it's shav l'chol nefesh, not to bathe in cold water. That's already shafal chanevish. So it's not for munagim. You think every person wants to go to a mikveh when it's the water's 40 degrees. You know, so if you're going to bathe for oineg, for tainug, that's ain't a shafal chanevish. Agaz mel biyuda. But if you have to go to the mikveh, because you have to go to the mikveh, shoshalo lirchitz b'tzayin in the shafal chanevish. So he says, shuvah yisish gam malas irgish b'zeh. Now what does he mean in the biyuda? Does he mean... does he mean to make it hot or warm or cool and comfortable? What does he mean? When he says the Nod B'Yehuda, well, since you have to go anyway, it's a mikveh, so that's already shovel chal nefesh, so it shouldn't be freezing cold. Does he mean you can make it hot? Or does he mean make it warm?
As far as says, you should be able to make it hot.
Maybe even hot, maybe.
Warm should be sufficient, though.
Doesn't matter. It's shovel for nothing.
Yeah, but he didn't make that distinction. He doesn't make that distinction.
Nobody wants cold.
I can drink lukewarm coffee, but
if he made it,
can you say that shovel for nothing means really? He keeps on arguing. Everybody loves a good warm mikveh.
Basically, he talks about that. I'm going to talk about that in a minute.
One second. That shol chal nefesh means that not everybody had the opportunity to do it. Most people didn't have bathtubs. Most people didn't have the
because that's slugged up from the wrong service. Most people didn't eat venison either.
I understand.
But as long as they would enjoy it, so that's called shol chal nefesh. We'll see the basement. He's going to talk about this question more clearly. So he talks about hoyl. He says, here we want to do it Yantif for Shabbos, Rabbi said. This is good if you want to go to the mikvah on Yantif and you're cooking up that water to make the mikvah, it shouldn't be freezing cold, that's Shavuot Chol Nefesh. Now my argument is going to be that are we taking showers for Tainug? Tainug is ain't a Shavuot Chol Nefesh. You do it for Tainug. Are we doing it for Tainug? We're not doing it for Tainug, we're doing it for hygiene. We're doing it for hygiene, you're sweated, it's not for Tainug.
Yeah,
so if I have to do it for,
I tainadav.
My argument is just like the Nod B'Yuda and the Beis Meir and the Prima Gadim, they're all tainadisvar. If you got to bathe, the lady has to go to the mikveh. Shavuot Chol Nefesh going to the mikveh. So to make it warm or comfortable, at least or warm. So then that Shavuot Chol Nefesh. So I say that the Issur Rechitza is latainah. The tainug is not shavuot chol nefesh, but hygiene. It's a little the head of smoking. The poskim say a lot of smoke because of health. The poskim are not smoking. Is smoking called shavuot chol nefesh? So the poskim say, well, it doesn't matter because since smoking, they used to think it's healthy. It's good for digestion. Yeah. So the head was it's good for your health. Ironic. And smoking is mutter, it's good for your health. So anybody has an upset stomach or needs a laxative, so smoking is good. So that's called shavuot chol nefesh. The poskim say, if you'd be sick. So it's a similar svar to me, it's like hygiene. Hygiene is for health. It's for health purposes. It's not tainug. So that's not the issa they made for showers.
Is somebody going to get sick if he doesn't take a shower in 2 days?
Some people do.
Some people would. Some people would. I agree.
Chas v'sham, this same person, if they were in Avelis, would they take a shower during the week?
To me, it's partial, but not all listeners. Al Pidin, we're all listeners. People are very machbe by Avelis. Okay,
I
know.
So for two days, they're very distressed.
Rabbi Yisrael, I want to get to the base mayor, Rabbi Yisrael. I'll be very disappointed. Come. Avalahatir, let's do the end here for this paragraph. Avalahatir, Tfila b'Shabbos, Al Yidei Erev Tavshila. Ah, here's the trick. You want to cook up the hot water on Yantif for Shabbos, Al Yidei Erev Tavshila, that you can't do, came to be Yantif Atzmein Heter. And Yantif, there is no head. Shari Eina Tovelis, Eina Tovelis. Then you're not using the mikvah on Yantif, it's during the day. You want to cook up water for Shabbos. Lomani Erev Tavshil. You can't use an Erev Tavshil because Erev Tavshil only works. Al Hoyal, till the dawn, the Kaimun Maraisa, we paskim with the Raisa Shabbos, Eina Nasim Yantif, the Sugim Sachim. Rav Chistal is Midaraisa Tzarche Shabbos Nasim Yantif. But we paskim Tzarche Shabbos, Eina Nasim Yantif. And only Heter is Hoyal, you use it. But nobody's going to use the mikvah till Shabbos. Vika had to be shum holim klei orchim. We're b'magen Avram. Im kein becham l'tzoch kol aguf. When you're cooking up that water, l'tzoch vadi lo chazi lei b'yantif. You're not allowed to use it on yantif. The whole heter is to be tivlin on Shabbos. Shein tefila b'yom. L'ish the chazi lei. So you can't say mitzumot l'tzoch Shabbos.
But if somebody came on,
cook it for coffee.
Now he says your svar. Who said this? Well, then he says. But maybe a lot of women will come that have to wash their hands, feet, and face. He says that. He says, Hoyel, v'ule amrina hoyel u'miklei nashim arbe. So mayo yule erev tavshil will help for this. Now this is very debatable, and Hitaka says I wouldn't be matter else this, because who says erev tavshil helps for not food? Erev tavshil helps for bathing. U'miklei nashim arbe. Tzirum kolacham alol, chesnei yudem v'gleim chazilu. Now Rabbi say, this doesn't help hoyel. To make it mutter, you need an Erev Tavshilim for this. So don't argue, well, I can cook up hot water for my whole body because a bunch of her friends will come that need it for their hands, feet, and face. Right. Because that would still be us, the Rabbanan. But here you have an Erev Tavshilim. This is Yantif to Shabbos. So, he says, I wouldn't be matel as other mice. I was thinking,
what? Toysos is something that says the Erev Tavshilim works for other things. Not only for food.
It's a rag.
Candles. We had this.
Yeah, well, we say that.
Where was
light
it?
The light of the candle.
He says this svara, he's Erev Tavshilin, but Abakil is Mata Bazelamaisa. David, he doesn't say why though, not be other. He says technically Erev Tavshilin shall help for all our friends come to wash their all their hands, feet, and face. But I would be Mata Lazelamaisa. Doesn't say why. Does he mean is it's not for food? I'm not sure. Because many paiskim are mat for food. Then of course, at the end he says the coffee is the rum is a good zah. He says that Rama. He says that that's a good thing.
That's a catch-all.
So they go. He's matter. He says you did a good job. They screamed. Everyone's screaming.
The Nobuyah
says, "What?
But you need a guy for you. You do it yourself."
Because it's a shtickle haram.
Yeah.
It's haram. Haram is not always mutter. You think haram is always mutter?
No.
Okay. Base mayor.
Usually,
I have a lot of stuff in the base mayor. Please turn over to the base mayor last sheet.
How do you know when haram is good? When haram is not?
You don't know. You have to ask. You can't know. I can't give you that.
I think usually when there's need.
There's a Russian Shabbos that steers all over the place when Aram is mutter, when Aram is not mutter. There's a Russian Shabbos that discusses that point.
It's factual.
But it's, there's no simple rules. You don't know enough sugis on your head to bask in this Shabbos.
In general, these things work when there's a huge need for it. There's some excuse.
Sometimes, okay.
Then they use Aram.
Okay.
There is dumb just now, to do things you don't do Aram.
He says, Sidrei Tyre, because of Lefize. Sidrei Tyre writes, Nilchas Nida. This is Nilchas Nida. Make voice. Nilchas Nida. Because of the Sidrei Torah writes, "Fiza yimakom lomar duhu adin mechitza bechamim biyanta beis shart." Mechitza bechamim. This is the Ramah on the Mechaber. Tavkuf Yeralf. So we pass in Nagu not to bathe in hot water that was cooked up erev yantiv. But he says biyantiv sheni yikmi matir. My uncle Lord duhu mechitza bechamim biyantiv beis shari. But Nagu lach mevein lachem. Even on yantiv sheni. See, the Ramos Machmir and Yontif, you can't bathe in hot water, it's cooked the bear of Yontif. What about Yontif Sheni? So even that with Machmir. Well, neither stay sharp. Who I feel like the Yisrael. He says, who's this? I think this is Ray Tyra. I feel like the Yisrael. Huh. Cook up the hot water for the mikvah, I feel like the Yisrael. Shem Shabbos Lamatevs Kosvetaisis. Oh. The Lahachi Rechitz Asur Biyontif, Shem Eilil Tainuk. It's only for pleasure. Ma'unagim. People, somebody in the Shia called it hedonists. Only people are seeking pleasure. Tainuk. Vavidum yud mugmar, like burning spices. Sheinu shavu l'chol nefesh. And he says we pask in this way. Tamzatim liikar bar chayim. But neshtagin les afilu b'cham shuch me'erv yantif b'shem aran. That Ramah we studied. Why are we machman yantif? Even if the water is cooked up erev yantif. Because if you cook up in yantif, then this is daraisa. Because it's Eino Shavu L'chol Nefesh. According to the Rambam, it's a gzeira, it's a Rabbanan. You can't cook up hot water for the whole guf. So you wouldn't make a gzeira of if it was cooked up Erev Yantif. That's what he's saying in this parenthesis. V'hayinu mishum. Da'itam f'kufi yaseir. It's too much finickiness. Ta'afnuka yaseir. V'raya shemir ha'am. Ah. V'raya shemir ha'am she'enu mefunakim. The mir ta'am she'enu mefunakim. Notice. He holds Shavu L'chol Nefesh means everyone. The miyot's ainu mefunakim. Afki muslimim mitzavim elav. There's a hot bath. He's not interested. You tell him, oh, you want to take a hot bath? He says, who's hot bath? The ainu mefunakim. They have no pleasure from it. That's the pshat and spices. No. That's not why. They have no pleasure from hot bath. They don't have any pleasure. That's the svara. Ulachi af mefunakim asa. Even the mefunakim are aser, because the ainu mefunakim doitira tol dover atzor chol nefesh v'otam fuka yaseir. This is an extra. It's a big tafnuk. This big tafnuk. The Torah wasn't matarit.
So you should make meat of venison.
Mashaker achilas tzvi. That's the next gemara in Ksubis. You mechavim. About achilas tzvi biyantif. That the gemara says in Ksubis the venison. The gemara b'Ksubis dav zayin dav yishaper dover tzor chol nefesh. We should danig zakom misat meila.
It's not marbleized. Vegetarians wouldn't even eat it. Okay, it's not marbleized. Vegetarians wouldn't even eat it. Okay, that's it. You know, rare. You don't need it. Well, El Shalolo Hakol Hamatzui. This is the Gemara says. Chaim, you know the Mitzvahs. You tell me you're a Mitzvahs. I got the Mitzvahs by his only. So that means I don't like venison. So you don't care. But it's everybody. It's very gamey. Very gamey. El Shalolo Hakol Hamatzui.
That's the thing Mar says about venison.
Jamie is delicious.
Now he says, he argues on the Achronim, this is your, the Olam was asking, what's Shavu L'chol Nefesh Chai? Does it mean Roiv people? We discussed this about smoking. He says, Olodaiti, Zakta Beis Meir. And I've talked about Rov Amamir. Shavu L'chol Nefesh doesn't mean Roiv. Because the Helu, the Tshuva Seim, Adaki Noam, is safer, something, Vasefer Zera Emes. He's arguing two Gedolim. Elik Vesavti, if you give them free spice to burn it, I'm not interested. They're not interested. They have no pleasure from it. He's learning the Beis Meir interesting idea of Eino Shavu L'chol Nefesh. It's like an extra. It's Tafnuki Yisera. They want Matan Yantif, something that's only
a delicacy.
Extraordinary Tafnuk. The Teda. Now he says Rechitza. I thought some of the Elam tighten it. Rechitza v'Adimash b'Shabbos Dav Mem. Shiroiv Elam Adukin Ba. The Gemara says they acid hot water, bathing in hot water on Shabbos. Then they acid Chamei Tveria, and the Gemara says the Elam couldn't stand it. The Gemara says Rosh Hashanah Dav Omid Lahem. What do you mean? I thought the Teretz is. So he says. They're all what they're going to some at the end of a matter of Tveria. Because Rosh Hashanah. So what does that mean? Rove people were taking hot baths.
What's Hadouken?
Attached. Running after it. attached to it.
Okay.
Expressively, you know, it's figuratively attached. So he's saying, it doesn't matter if Rav didn't do it, but it's a tafnik yisera. Right? For some people, they don't even, they don't appreciate it. If it's something that's not appreciated by all, so even though Rav do it, so I was thinking about smoking, Lagabe, this.
Is there a book about smoking once a year?
Yeah.
They do like
in those days.
What year was the base mayor in?
200 years ago. In Radnor, it was just like today. We think people took hot baths. They bathed in the lake. Eh, not the poor people. It was expensive. Then came Amirstati. Look what he says now at the base mayor. And this is my shy Lagabe bathing today. Now see, the Beis Meir is different than the Nabi Yehuda. The Nabi Yehuda was, you need it for the mikveh, so you have to go anyway, right, so you can heat it up. He has a different svar, the Beis Meir. He says, lahachim chayim tzach tzvias mitzvah, shen klal l'tainug. It's not l'tainug. Nor our shower is l'tainug. Our shower is l'tainug. You don't take a shower at time. I'm sorry. You don't take a shower at time.
You go swimming at time.
We don't bathe at time.
You definitely take it at time.
Not at time. No? Okay, sometimes the mice, we take showers, not at time. It's lit.
Always you take
it. So this is the base mayor,
not like the beauty. See, the Mishnah Berurah clumps them together. Years ago, when I gave it, it's two different svaras. The base mayor and the beauty. The Mishnah Berurah says the base mayor is makel and the beauty is makel. It's totally different reasons. The beauty is makel because you go to the mikveh. You have to go to the mikveh. Once you have to go to the mikveh, it's shovel chol nefesh. It shouldn't be ice cold. The base mayor is being makel because it's not tafnuk yisera. You're not going to the mikveh letainuk. You're not going for pleasure. Latzel menatzar. So you want it? It's freezing cold. Latzel menatzar. Perhaps man akar when it's winter. Mekos akar. Doma lasias medura knegdo. Shall be under viposhet. Shainot letainuk latzel menatzar. V'chalam motzi lo misavilov. Mikri dovet tzarech l'chol nefesh v'shori. Now I think, according to the base mayor, is it only to make it cool or warm or even to make it hot? See, I'm not sure. Maybe base mayor doesn't know.
He's saying
cool,
like, take off the sting.
Now,
to remove the sting.
Now, this is what I want to speak to you about, the next column, the Nabi Yehuda. What's a hot shower? Does it mean warm or hot? This is a hot shower. Is it warm or hot? Big machlek zachrein. See, look at the next column. So he says,
there's a difference in
what's warm. Ulam. Look in the third line of the second column. Look. This is the cool, comfortable. Maimu atim. Well, not really. Not hot. Get off. It shouldn't be ice cold. The chacham tzvi. It's a little bit my idea. Not to put in water, just to take off the chill.
You're warming up the water
for doing something that everyone loves because they don't want it to be ice cold.
Lukewarm.
You're allowed to boil up water if you're doing something you're that's not tough to get served. Yeah, but that's the whole issur. Okay. The whole issur boiling the water and yantif zeinu shavu l'chol nefesh. But if you're boiling up the water, it's not ma'ab b'shiurim.
You're boiling it anyway.
You're boiling it in order to take a cool, comfortable bath.
More or less, and you're not doing more issur or less. You're just mixing it differently. What difference does it make if you mix it hot or mix it cold?
So he argues, we don't have time, we only need a few minutes. I'll tell you what he argues at the Achronim about, so then we'll get to the conclusion.
Yes, that also.
So he says, what is the issur of bathing on Yontif? Is it hot or warm? Paishrim. Is this a paishrim or is it hot?
So he wants to say
that the issur of bathing is hot. He brings from people. He argues that in the base mayor.
Why? Because warm is
warm is not maim chayim. When we talk about bathing in hot water, we mean hot. So
can't see the difference.
So he says, if you look, ladies, it's Harila Hedya. He brings a Rashba, Rav Haigoin, that the Isser is can't stand next to a fire. Why? Because the water in your body will get warm. That's not going to get hot. So, Lerbeinu Haigoin, Shem Tovis Adam Shemi, is part of my tefillos. V'cham shuv me'av Shabbos. K'vam shita she'as alichos v'am kol gufa. Harila Hedya, she'as alichos le'erv, lasas paishrim. What does it mean? You can't take a hot bath. Does it mean hot or warm?
But I thought the warm.
It's machlokes here, the Beis Meir. We didn't get to this on Shabbos Chaim. Very important question. Is it warm? So that's why. So I tell you like this. So I say that, you know, there's two problems. Cooking up that, when you take a bath, you're cooking up the hot water. It's Enu Shavu L'Chol Nefesh. So you say, and you're cooking up water for something, it's Enu Shavu L'Chol Nefesh. So you could argue in America that's no problem because it's Shavu L'Chol Nefesh in America. But what about the Ramah? The Ramah says you can't even bathe in hot water, even if you cooked it up Erev Yantif. So that's why I say, so don't make it hot. Make it cool and comfortable so you don't have the Ramah. You're not bathing in hot water. It's cool and comfortable. As far as the malacha, I base it on the Nodi Behuda and the Beis Meir, that since, like the mikveh, you're not going to the mikveh for tainug, you're going to the mikveh like the Nodi Behuda says. You go to the mikveh because the ish has to go to the mikveh. Now, you don't want it freezing cold, so you can cook up hot water. It should be comfortable. So I say, well, the cooking up, the going there is not la tainug. If you're going l'tainug, you can't cook up hot water l'tainug on Yantif.
Say the Shavu L'Chol Nefesh. Do you have to do eva when you do it?
No, no. So I'm not to kol gufa biyachad because based on the Nodi and the Beis Meir, that it shouldn't be like. See, the Beis Meir is saying that it's not for tainug. Well, you're not taking a bath for tainug. You're not doing it for tainug. You're doing it just for time because it's geschmack. Time, it's tafnuka yisera. You're not doing it for time. It's hygiene.
Only when you go into a mikveh. He doesn't say when you stop taking a shower.
But his point, what's his lamdis? Yeah, but what's his lamdis? The lamdis is, it's not latayna.
You're doing it for mitzvah.
No, but it's not his lamdis. His lamdis is that it's only if it's latainuk. Tafnuka yisera, the Torah was in matter. If you're doing it for tainuk. But once you have to go to the mikveh and you don't want it freezing cold, so you're not doing it for tainug. We're not bathing for tainug either. That's my argument in the Nodi Behuda, in the Beis Meir. We're not bathing for tainug. He learns that the iser of Enu Shavu L'Chol Nefesh is it's tafnuka yaseiru. Well, this is not tainug.
The same people that don't bathe for tainug don't bathe for health. They don't bathe for anything. Well,
so just, okay, so that's true.
To the generalize for anything. You can't make generalizations.
Even doing a mitzvah or the people that are not clean, they don't bathe, they don't care for tainug.
Yeah, but in America, it's l'chayre hygiene is shavu l'chol nefesh. No. But I'm saying if it would be tainug, I wouldn't be matter. Is I wouldn't go against the gemara and say, well, now it's different in America. But I'm just tying the gzeira of tainug yaseira is not there. This is not the case of that they asked it for. That's what I'm tying.
So the whole Torah of tainug falls away today.
Today it's not for tainug. Basically, we don't take showers. At least that's in the Beis Meir. And the Yehuda is similar. Because the Yehuda says, well, if you have a chiyuv to go to the mikveh, once you have a chiyuv to go to the mikveh, you can cook up the hot water because then it's shavu l'chol nefesh. You don't want it to be freezing. So I say, well, I have to wash my body. Just like you have to go to the mikvah. I have to wash my body. I can't go 3 days without washing my body. Now I'm going to go to ice cold. It's shavu l'chol nefesh. So you have a different lumdis in the Yehuda and the Beis Meir.
Can you make it hot though? Or it has to be lukewarm?
Now, I don't want it to be hot or even lukewarm because gzeres machatzois. See, so warm will be machlokes, the achronim here. If gzeres machatzois is by hot or by warm. Base
Meir? Yes,
so I say cool and comfortable. It shouldn't be poshrim warm. Cool and comfortable. It should be just cool, comfortable. If it's too warm, then it's already, you know, nobody takes a hot. So, you know, what's called hot? So the Achronim argue, poshrim.
Another one's cool.
Okay, but so that's the shayl. Yeah. So that's why I'm machmir to say cool and comfortable. If it's a little warm, then it's totally in the machlokes. So Yantif Sheni, this is machlokes Achronim warm.
When we say aver, Now you have the shower that comes, the shower head that comes out of the top, and then you have the handheld. Is there any chiluk over there? Because then with the handheld, you could do Eva.
Eva doesn't help for warming up, cooking up the hot water.
Yeah, that's right.
Eva doesn't help. Eva only helps when the water was cooked up erev yont. But when you open the shower, you're cooking up hot water to bathe now, that doesn't help Eva Rav. Because you're cooking up the hot water on Yantiv. So that's clear in the Paiskim that the Heter Eva Rav is only when you cook up the hot water Erev Yantiv. But when you open up a shower, you're cooking up hot water on Yantiv.
And that's a problem.
But if it's cooked Erev Yantiv, you're allowed to do it anyway.
Cooking on Yantiv to use that water. You're cooking more water to use that water. That's not
what happens, of course, in an apartment building. What about an apartment building that's Rove Goyen?
Oh, there's always a...
That used to be a Heter.
Yeah.
You see, the apartment building Rove Goyen, the water's being heated up primarily for them.
Or a hotel.
No, also, no, the apartment house. The apartment house, it's not drop for drop. In other words, when you take out hot water, a gallon of hot water, doesn't mean that the boiler is going to go on. They have a tolerance.
It's not like in your house.
In your house over here, you open up the valve, boom, it goes in. The apartment house, when you have 400 gallons. What?
So you're more maple.
An apartment house, yes. You're 400 gallons.
Sorry, in the Metzius, it depends where the boiler is. If it's on the bottom, every time you take it out, it has to come in. It's physics. If the boiler's on the roof, then
it's in the basement.
If it's on the basement, then this doesn't help because any time you take out water has to come in. It's physics. The water won't come out. The only reason the water rises is because water's coming in. Yeah, the water's got to come in. Yes, you have to measure the Metzius before you say those first.